This is Akashwani, the news read by Shefali Singh. President Draupadi Murmu will hold bilateral meetings with Fijian President Ratu William Maivalili Ketonivere and Prime Minister Sichiveni Rambuka in capital Suva today. President Murmu addressed the Fijian Parliament this morning. She arrived in Suva, capital city of Fiji, last night. She was received by Prime Minister Sichiveni Rambuka. President Murmu was accorded the ceremonial guard of honour by the Fiji military force. She later inspected the guard of honour. Following her visit to Fiji, President Murmu will travel to New Zealand from August 7 to 9 at the invitation of Governor-General Cindy Kiro. Her agenda in New Zealand includes bilateral meetings with Kiro and Prime Minister Christopher Luxon, as well as addressing an education conference and interacting with the Indian community. The final leg of her tour will take President Murmu to Timor-Leste on August 10, marking another first as the inaugural head of state visit from India to the country. She is set to meet with Timor-Leste's President José Ramos Horta and Prime Minister Zenana Gusmão. Bangladesh President Mohammad Shahabuddin has said that an interim government will be formed after dissolving the parliament. He said this during a meeting with the leaders of various political parties and civil society representatives at Banga Bhavan in Dhaka in the presence of the chief of three forces. The president said army will also take measures to normalize the prevailing anarchic situation. Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina resigned and left the country in a military aircraft yesterday. Army stepped in to fill the power vacuum. Inter-Services Public Relations, ISPR, the Army's media wing, said that Army Chief Waqaruzzaman will meet the representatives of the students and teachers very soon. General Zaman said all government and semi-government offices, private offices, factories and all educational institutions, including schools, colleges, madrasas and universities, will open today. The Cabinet Committee on Security, chaired by Prime Minister Narendra Modi, met in New Delhi yesterday and took stock of the situation in Bangladesh. The meeting was attended by External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar, Home Minister Amit Shah, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman and others. India will host its first multinational air exercise Tarang Shakti 2024 from today in Sulur, Tamil Nadu. In the exercise, nearly 30 countries will participate and out of 30, 10 countries will join the exercise with their fighter aircraft. The exercise is being conducted in two phases, which aims to showcase India's defence prowess and provide a platform for participating militaries to foster interoperability. Talking to reporters in New Delhi, Vice Chief of the Air Staff, Air Marshal A.P. Singh informed that the first phase is to be held in Sulur, Tamil Nadu from today to 14th August and the second phase in Jodhpur, Rajasthan from 29th August to 14th September. Border Security Forces ADG OPS Anurag Garg flagged off the first ever all-women mountaineering team from New Delhi yesterday for an expedition to Mount Mukut East, which is located in Uttarakhand. The contingent of 12 female mountaineers will scale the Mount Mukut East of 23,392 feet and unfurl the national and the forces flags on the summit. And in the Paris Olympics 2024, Indian athletes will be in action in hockey, athletics, table tennis and wrestling events today. In hockey, the Indian men's team will take on Germany today at the Yves du Manoir Stadium for a place in the final. The semi-final match will start at 10:30 p.m. IST. India, who won a bronze in the Tokyo 2020 Olympics, will be looking to upgrade the colour of their medal with the win. Defending champion and India's biggest hope for a gold medal, Neeraj Chopra, will be launching his campaign in the men's javelin throw today. He will be in action in qualification group B at 3:20 p.m. IST. An hour before that, Asian Games silver medalist Kishore Kumar Jena will also hope to qualify for the final in the same event as Neeraj in qualification group A at 1:50 p.m. IST. In the women's 400-meter race, India's Kiran Pahil will take to the track in the repechage round of the event at 2:30 p.m. IST. And that is the end of this news bulletin.